Tuesday night, going from the temple to Oasis State Park for the night. Already got my campsite laid out, so it's kind of waiting for me. I'll stop here for a few minutes. Vegetable juice and probably some chips, tortillas. Corn tortilla chips, probably. Sorry, I'm trying to make that as honest as it can be. This isn't a Cohen Meander recording, so this won't have anything but the time stamp on. I really don't come at this with any kind of thought about what I will say or what I'd like to talk about. Sometimes it's better than Cohen Meander. The Cohen Meander refers to that. I just finished one this morning. Put it out there, and I said to myself, you know, I need to set this out for people. This is a rather new encoding, and so it's a little tricky. I'm not really, and as time has passed, it's like, do I really want to do that? Cohen Meander is my more public face, but not so much anymore because it's basically kind of, you know, I don't record it in such a way that it would be that way, which is sad because we got traffic on this road today. I'm concerned. I've noticed that I smelled like I'm burning some oil or something. And, of course, this vehicle has 250,000 miles on it. I don't think it was ever designed to do anything like that. Sam has expressed some interest in acquiring it from us. And I'm like, Sam, I don't know. I actually don't feel good because I think this car is on the cusp of having problems. And I'm not really interested in giving you a car with problems. But I don't know. Anyway, Sam he was losing weight before. I think he may still be trying, but it's not working very well. So he can go into the Army, go back to the military. And I think he kind of likes the lifestyle of it. Not having to worry so much about money or things like that. Now, his only experience in the military has been the Air Force. And I get a feeling that the Air Force is quite a bit different. I do contract work for the Air Force right now. And although I'm technically contracted with Army Special Operations, I'm assigned to an Air Force base. So there's that. The actual contract lives with the Army that I work under. Not that it matters to me one way or the other. It's just the way the contract was written. It was for special operations for all the branches, joint special operations. Regardless, I have a friend, our bishop. Bishop is an old Army guy. He's really concerned. He's expressed concerns to me that he wasn't really gung-ho about Sam getting into the Army. And I've been trying to stay out of it to say, you know what, if that's what Sam wants to do, that's fine. With the caveat of saying, and it's not really a caveat, it's more of a just, you know what, since Sam may or may not ultimately pass muster. He's dropped off quite a bit of weight, but not as much as they would like. Anyway, and yeah, since I don't really know how he would do. You know, I can't say much personally. I think personally I've been either romantic or lazy or any number of things to try and acquire kind of an easier life. And I don't know if Sam's doing the same thing. And I don't know if I was just a really bad example. There was a lot of pressure on the boys to do something. We were living in Portales when they got to, when they graduated from high school age, and it was time to get a job. And they weren't accomplishing this for one reason or another. They'd occasionally get a job, but then not be able to hang on to it or not be really interested in hanging on to it or whatever. And so different avenues were given to them. Probably the last one was, well, then you need to go into the military. And their grandfather was military. After he dropped out of high school, technically, he went into the Air Force, became an aircraft mechanic, and he came and talked to my boys, their grandfather, and talked about how he felt like he was really kind of a fool for having gotten out of the military, although I believe, as the story goes, it was kind of a mutual thing. The military didn't want him back, and he didn't want to go back, so it really wasn't an option for him. Maybe he would have behaved better. Apparently, he behaved badly. I won't say why. How? And, well, you know, I guess he should. Pilots who are officers had there was a place in the back of a plane where you could go to the bathroom, and apparently this one officer had done that and said something kind of snide to my dad, who was at the time, I think, a senior airman. And didn't appreciate it any. So Dad punched the officer, the pilot. And oh my gosh. See, this is, I don't care how upset they get, you are never to hit an officer, ever. It's just not done. And so he got busted, a grade. I forget what else happened to him. But he was not given an opportunity to reenlist. Just as well, because I think about that time, it was just a few years before Vietnam cranked up. And he probably would have been involved in Vietnam and been sent there, especially since he had, you know, he had kind of a pass to him in the military. And anyway, so maybe kind of a blessing in disguise. Anyway, so he had come and shared with my kid that he in retrospect, now that he was far older, he would have liked to have continued in the military and retired. You know, he would have liked to have had that retirement check. Not too uncommon. One of the enticements to have skilled, experienced people is to say that if you stay in for until retirement, you get a lot of nice benefits. BX privileges. Yeah, you can go on the base whenever you want to. Pretty decent health care for the rest of your life. A lot of VA benefits, I guess. You know, you kind of hear lately that these things aren't terribly enticing as they once were because they've kind of been watered down over the years. The GI Bill, which I don't think my father ever took advantage of. He ultimately, you know, he took his GED while he was in the military, I think. And then he, much later, after he had owned these two businesses, he went to college and got his BFA, Bachelor's of Fine Art, I think. And then he taught until he could draw Social Security, I think. Anyway, so that was kind of his story, sort of. If I got it right, if I did, you know, the great thing my dad has written down is history, so it's out there and it's available, and I've got a copy of it, I think. Trying to remember where it might be. Anyway, so I don't know what really moved Sam that way. I'm really grateful that he tends to come to church even when there's a few. You know, there's excuses not to do it. He tends to come anyway. That's great. I'm grateful for him doing that. I don't see one right down there. Down here a little bit. I'm kind of looking for kind of a Dollar Generally sort of thing that might be, I would think, 40 German. The place will be open if it's available. It's kind of a little strip mall shopping center here in Littlefield. I'm probably going to miss it. There's a Chibos. I don't like Dollar Tree. The United Supermarket. Oh, my gosh. I think I could circle back and hit this. Yeah, I'm going to. All right, here we go. So, yeah, I'm probably going to erase all this. Because I don't know if it's really all that topical, honestly. So I'll probably erase this. Do nothing. Although, you know, it's just a personal one. It's not a big deal. Come back and talk about this stuff a little bit later. All right. We're going to go United Supermarket and get this done. So that's it.